Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Are you paying attention to the College World Series? There is a baseball facility in Broadview in the southwest suburbs called Strikes Baseball Academy. My son used to go there all the time when he was a player. My Grant would hit with a guy there named Steve Hayward. I came to call Steve the Hit Whisperer because Steve will work. He'll work with your kids too. Here's what he did with mine. Steve is silly. He's serious. He's successful. And he just knows why a kid is or isn't swinging the baseball bat correctly and how they can improve it. It's really fun to watch. When you walk in to Strikes Baseball Academy, the first guy you'll usually see is named Jim Donovan. Jim works with the hitters and the fielders. And his son, Joe, is the catcher for Michigan. Michigan is in the final championship game of the College World Series tonight. It all comes down to the game this evening against Vanderbilt. As exciting, then, as this evening is for the Donovans of Clarendon Hills, it's also a time of reflection because their other son, Charlie, 3 years older than Joe, was going to play shortstop for Michigan when he passed away suddenly at the age of 18. So instead of realizing the chance to see their two sons playing together, tonight they see just one. I spoke moments ago to Joe Donovan. He's in Omaha. Of course, his son is out there playing, but he's also actually coaching a youth baseball team that's out there for a tournament as well. And we started by talking about the son who's catching for Michigan tonight, Joe.
Yes, he's the catcher, Joe Donovan, the long-haired catcher.
is that his trademark?
He wears a headband, and there's some significance to that as well.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that. You are a hitting instructor at a place that my son used to go to, and a lot of kids in the southwestern suburbs go to, called Strikes, right? So you're a baseball,
correct.
Are you a hitting coach, a pitching coach? What do you do?
I spend most of my time with hitters, catchers, and middle infielders.
And you work with them on their fielding skills or their hitting skills?
Hitting and fielding.
So you have had two sons who have played at the very highest level in youth baseball. One of them is on the Michigan team. He's the catcher. Tell me about your other son.
Charlie was our middle son who passed away in 2015, but he was an elite shortstop, just a very high-level player who was left-handed hitting, right-handed throwing, and just a special player.
Yeah, he was fast. He was a shortstop. He was the Illinois Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He had a scholarship to Michigan. What happened?
Some of those details I'm not allowed to talk about because there's a lawsuit in motion. But he died prematurely and never made it to Michigan.
It was his senior year and he contracted mononucleosis. You all were, okay, he's got mono, but suddenly something happened and he passed away.
Yes, he passed away prematurely, and it's been a struggle since, for certain. But this has provided an opportunity for his brother to really give a sort of pay homage to him in indirectly through this incredible journey he's on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Currently.
He would have been a senior shortstop for Michigan this year. He would have been on this team. But then Michigan offered a scholarship to his younger brother, the long-haired catcher we're talking about. Is Joe a freshman on the team?
Joe's a sophomore.
Sophomore. So they would have been on the team together.
The whole plan was that Joe and Charlie would play together. I think the realistic answer is that Charlie probably wouldn't have been on this team because he most likely would have been drafted after his junior year. However, they've treated him as a senior, and it's been wonderful.
What do you mean treated him as a senior?
Well, they included him in their senior day ceremonies, which was incredibly touching for us, and we just appreciate that so much.
So he's still on the team in spirit, as it were.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so then his younger brother's plan was to follow in his brother's footsteps.
Exactly.
And he's getting reps. Is he the starting catcher for Michigan?
He's the starting catcher.
As a sophomore. My goodness. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Does he have the skills to play at the next level, do you think?
We believe so. That's what the scouting feedback is at this point.
The Big Ten doesn't normally go this far in the tournament. Tell me about this Michigan team, 50-21.
Yeah, it was a great team through most of the season. They sort of ran out of gas at the end, lost the regular season title, and then still advanced to the Big Ten tournament, lost in the semifinals, and miraculously still got a bid to the NCAA tournament, which was in question for a period of time.
Really?
Yeah, and then they went out to Corvallis, Oregon, and worked their way through the regional, went to UCLA to face the number one national seed, and beat them. And just an amazing process. It's hard to even put into words the excitement and the stress. It's literally indescribable.
I think any of us who have had kids play sports know the word you just touched on. It's been great fun, especially when they're successful. But the stress is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, every at-bat, every pitch. And your son is involved in half of the plays of the game. He's the catcher,
yes.
So he's touching the ball all the time.
Yes. Yeah, I call the catchers the offensive linemen of baseball because nobody does a whole lot about them unless they give up a sack or a pass ball or a wild pitch.
Was there a play that really stands out in your mind for your family, for your son, say, in this run-up to the championship game tonight?
Well, there's been several. He had a big home run at UCLA. He had a near-miss walk-off, what would have been the walk-off home run to win the Super Regional. But the heavy California air in the evening knocked it down, and it was literally the most exciting and devastating moment of my life.
Welcome to being a parent of an athlete.
Yes, exactly.
And I can relate to it because my son played a little bit of high school or college ball, but nothing like this. So if any of us go, oh, yeah, that was me, you're probably there to say, no, it's even more crazy than you can imagine.
Yes, exactly.
So as you're watching these travails and these successes for that team and your son, I don't want to dwell on this, but I just can't imagine. It must be in some ways a little bittersweet for you guys, huh?
Truly. Yeah, there's no question about that, John. I mean, he's constantly on our minds, and it's hard not to think about the chance that he would have been here if something had happened where he stayed his senior year and would have been on this team and on this run with us. It would have been really special. But, you know, that's sort of the new normal for us.
Yeah, right. You've been dealing with that for about 4 years now, huh?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
So just one last anecdote about that, and that is after the game the other night, your son came down the line to visit with you guys after advancing to the championship game, and there's a story in the Detroit Free Press about how he came up and gave you and your wife Karen a hug, and then another young man came up and approached the three of you. Do you know the story I'm talking about?
I do. Yeah, I was a witness to it. So we're standing there after the game, and a gentleman walks up and asked me if I would mind asking Joe if he would take a picture with his son. And I said, I'm sure he'd be willing to do that. And said, hey, Joe, can you take a picture with this little guy? And he said, yeah, sure. He calls him over and he says, what's your name? He says, Charlie. He said, what position do you play? Shortstop. So our eyes met and we immediately both burst into tears and my wife burst into tears. And then he said, I think my brother just said hi to me. And it was beyond words, of course. But it's also very comforting because we believe he's with us all the time, and there are some pretty amazing signs that present themselves to us to make us believe that.
Hmm. Yep. So the championship game is tonight. You are also in Omaha coaching a youth team, right?
Yes, the Lincoln Wildcats.
Because you don't have enough baseball in your life, Dad? What's the matter with you?
Exactly.
What are you doing there? You told me off the air that you set up this tournament. You're also a youth coach. This isn't none of your kids are on this youth team you're coaching, right?
No. This is something I'm doing with a great friend of mine, Mark Iozzo from Ogden Lincoln.
Well, did you look at the schedule for the College World Series? It would have been maybe... optimistic, but did you look at the schedule and go, boy, if Michigan's in the championship, then it could yeah. get in the way, for crying out loud.
Well, and we laugh about it every day now. Mark made this call that he wanted to be here for the championship series, the last session of this tournament, so that he could see Joe play.
So you say, okay, that means we're going to have a really good season. Joe's going to have a good season. We'll get to the World Series. We'll be in the championship game of the World Series. And then we'll be out there with the youth team when the big boys are there. So it'll work out great. And you go, right. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine.
And for me, it was just so great to be able to share this because, Mark and a couple of the other dads are just some of my best friends. And it adds another layer of special to this recipe.
Yeah. Well, we're all rooting for Michigan tonight, for your family, for your son, for your late son. It's hard to think of Michigan in terms of being an underdog in anything, but, they are in the College World Series. They had to get a bid to get in, so congratulations.
Really? Well, I've seen this from the get-go, really since UCLA, as a David and Goliath scenario, and just hoping we have one more good stone.
So what's give me your prediction. How's this game going to go down tonight?
Well, it's going to be a lot of good pitching. Our starter, Carl Kaufman, is outstanding, and our reliever, Jeff Criswell, is ready to go. So I expect it to be a low-scoring game, and someone's going to make a play, make a mistake, get a timely hit that's going to make the difference.
Where does Joe bat in the lineup?
Right now he's been 7 or 8. We lost our leadoff hitter yesterday to a quad sprain strain.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I think everybody's going to move up one, most likely.
And, does that take a little pressure off you guys to, he doesn't have to bat in the maybe first inning? He can get a look at the pitcher a little more?
Well, he'd love to be batting in the first inning, frankly, but I'm good with it. As long as the way I look at it, as long as his defense is good, then he's serving his main purpose. And the hitting is all a bonus. Although he hit a home run the other night, which was pretty exciting.
Yeah, no kidding. What a thrill for the family. Well, the headband that he wears, what's that all about?
Okay, so the headband, we actually learned when Charlie died, a bunch of the families in the community tied white ribbons around trees everywhere. And he's been wearing this white headband to control his hair, but also pay homage to his brother. He has one that says Hail and one that is 153, which denotes the 153rd Michigan team in program history. And then he has a block M, but they're all white.
Yeah.
In honor of Charlie.
Okay, buddy. We're rooting for you and your family. And if you have a child who wants to learn how to hit, go to this musty old place called, Strikes.
It's in Broadview.
Broadview, yeah, right. We used to live in LaGrange Park, so it was just up and over for us a couple blocks, but it was in technically Broadview. And when you go to it, it's not one of these gleaming White Sox, state-of-the-art hitting and batting facilities. What it is it's a bunch of people who know the game, love the kids, and can see the little intricacies of a baseball pitch or hit that even smart parents can't. And you guys in those cages, it's just so fun to see the relationship you have with the kids and the success that those kids have because of what you guys do.
It's really nice to play a part. We know that they still have to swing the bats, but nice to be behind him.
Yeah. Strikes Baseball Academy or hitting it. What do they call it?
Strikes Baseball Academy.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good luck to you.
And we do a lot of softball as well.
Yeah, no kidding. I see a lot of the ladies there working on their game, and it's just a busy, fun place. It's serious, but it's also fun. And the experience of my family, and I know yours, has been that the kids have fun and improve their game. And we'll see some of it on display tonight.
Go Blue. Thanks for having me, John.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Jim Donovan's son, Joe, is the starting catcher for Michigan. They're from Clarendon Hills.
Yes, he's the catcher.
So let's root for them tonight.